Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago-based Transitees, that's a company, has launched a game called Loop, the Elevated Card Game. Loop, the Elevated Card Game. Tom LaPlante is the guy that essentially did the artwork on this. And I don't know, did you do the words? Did you come up with the stuff on the cards?
Oh, yeah. Definitely so. I pretty much did all the design, all the copy, and all of that. It's very much inspired by the signage you see on the CTA, just riding the trains and stuff.
Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's my pleasure.
Is that the mustache you always have, or is that for Halloween?
Oh, it's always.
It's very, I don't know, 1890s-ish.
I suppose it might be, yeah.
You could be a pitcher for the Oakland A's in the 1970s with that.
I'd do my best.
Yeah. So welcome to the show. So you guys, we saw a story about this in the paper the other day, and as a recent transplant to Chicago, who takes the L every day, I'm like, oh, these are my people. This is my experience.
Yeah.
So what? How does this game work? What is it?
So it's a game that it plays very similar to, say, Crazy Eights. So I think it should be easy for a lot of people to just kind of pick it up and play.
Or Uno, right?
Yeah, very much so. So you're matching the colors of the station, of the lines, or the names of the stations themselves, the same way you match suits and numbers in Crazy Eights.
Yeah,
and
right.
Basically, you have a hand of cards, and you're just trying to discard all your cards first.
And there's ways that you can get rid of some, and there's ways that you can gather more than you want.
That's right.
So if you get a bad card, then, oh my gosh, something bad happens. So what would be an example of a bad experience on the L that's going to require me to get more cards?
Oh, well, most of the cards you play that causes you to draw cards are cards you play on other people, of course. But, for example, one of my favorites is the Sat in Puddle card. That's definitely a bad day.
Sat in Puddle
and
card.
An opposite one would be good.
And, yeah, so that would be, that one's a draw four, basically.
Wait, hold on. Go ahead, V. V, you were going to say what? And an opposite?
Oh, the opposite of that would be give your seat to an elderly person. So that's when you give two cards to someone because you did a nice thing.
In my experience is that people on the L, if they see, and this happened to me again yesterday, place is packed, everybody's standing and sitting in every available seat, and a couple of older gals get on, and by that I mean somebody over 40, and right away, two guys just stand right up. You know, and these ladies were actually, like, I'm going to guess, in their 70s. And they were very funny, too, because they didn't ride the... A 75-year-old woman does not ride the L the way a 25-year-old does. If she's on with her friend Mary, she goes, Mary, hi, look at this sign on the side of the thing. I'll bet Ed could use this. And it's some product or service that's advertised on the interior. And her friend is sitting nowhere near her. So they're having this loud kind of across the car conversation, and they did not care that the rest of us were hearing it. I guess young people sometimes engage in loud conversations, but they just seem to have a whole different experience with the car and the passengers than the rest of us do. And it was charming. I love these ladies. But I just like the fact that everybody stood for them.
Yeah, that is a good feeling. There's another card in this game called Rush Hour Crowd. The train is packed so tight you can't move. Avoid eye contact with the next player. Draws one card from your hand.
Is there one where you get penalized because you touch somebody in a way that you should not because you're so packed under the card?
Well, I think the closest one to that would be the man-spreading card.
Oh.
That is... By the way,
that's a thing.
It totally is. What is man-spreading?
So in the context of the game, basically you give one card to the person on either side of you. So, yeah, you're kind of spreading out a little bit.
Like your knees. Man-spreading is where a guy takes two or more seats because he's spread his
He
stuff
just sits there all manly.
Personage out. And by the way, I forget what it was. There was an article in the Trib not that long ago about people who wear their backpacks onto the L. And it was a big issue. And I rolled my eyes at this and said, oh, you've got to be kidding me, people. They said, no, you're supposed to hold your bag at your feet and not wear it on your bag. And I was poo-pooing the urgency of this. Producer Elif goes, no, that is the worst behavior on the L. Am I misrepresenting you on this?
It's one of them. It's one of the worst behaviors.
And recently I've come to appreciate your view on this. Yesterday I got on the car and you literally could not walk down the aisle where there was plenty of room to stand because this one girl Not very large lady. But doggone it, her back went forever because she had this gigantic backpack. And she seemed to be oblivious to the fact that she was really two people standing there now. And you couldn't get around. So you had to kind of shake her and her backpack and move it around to get by her. It's a pet peeve. It's now my official pet peeve on the L, Aleph.
S-M-H.
Yeah.
I actually don't know what that means.
It's shaking my head.
Oh. So about this card game, so how did they come up with all these creative things is what I'm wondering.
Yeah, so is this just your experience or the staff? Like, what are the pros, the goods and the bads?
Certainly, some of these are mine, but we definitely collaborated and everybody was sharing their own terrible or great experiences riding the train. So, you know, we all contributed a little bit, I think, to this game.
Now, what would you call this card here? What kind of card is this?
So, that's called an event card. And those are all the cards that are neither just like a station card or like a free transfer, a wild card.
Yeah, this one says Express. The train zips by. Hope you weren't trying to go anywhere in a hurry. Next player skips turn. So is that good for the next player or good for me?
Well, it's okay for you, but mostly it's just bad for the next player.
Right. Although, that's the thing where you see the light. This happens with Metra, too, where you go, oh, good, here comes a train. But, boom, it goes right by.
Yep.
Sometimes they've loaded and gone, and they don't even make the scheduled stops.
Or you're passing your exit, and you're like, oh, that's where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, I hate that. I think that's more an experience with Metra than the L, where you fall asleep on the train and you wake up having missed your stop. Does that happen on the L much?
I used to fall asleep all the time.
On the L, really?
I've never personally fallen asleep on the L, but I have gotten close.
Well, to do so, you almost certainly have to get a seat. And I would say, I don't know, V, what's your experience? What's your experience, Tom? How often when you ride the L are you sitting, and how often would you say are you standing?
Well, I live up in Andersonville, so I catch the red line pretty far up north, so I do usually get a seat if I'm trying to ride.
Coming down, you do.
Right,
but if you're heading up and picking it up downtown, it's catch as catch can.
Yeah,
right?
Pretty much, yeah.
And what's the most that either of you have watched a train open its doors in front of you, there's no room, the doors close, you couldn't get on, you wait for the next train. What's the most number of successive trains you've had to watch before you were able to get on? I've set a new personal record.
Really?
Four. A couple of weeks ago, it was at Grandin. Is it Grandin State? Is that where you and I get off usually, Olive? And train couldn't get on. Train couldn't get on. Train couldn't get on. Train was able to squeeze in. That's got to be fixed. Somebody needs to do something about that. And I don't know what the solution is, because you can't put more train cars on, because the train cannot be longer than the platform, right? So you really don't have any more room. I guess more trains, just get another train following that one as quick as you can. But that's another guy. It's shame on me. All I'm doing is complaining here. I like my L experience. I think they, can I say this, having said all of that, I think they do a good job. That is, people are using it, right?
Yeah.
And it does get you where you're going. And it's usually quote-unquote on time. I never have to wait long for an L on the red line in the morning or afternoon. Anyway, so these cards are kind of living around that experience, right?
Definitely so.
How much does this game cost?
It's going to be $20.
And I buy this where?
So you can find it at transittees.com. We also have a couple of retail locations, one in Wicker Park and one in Andersonville.
Yeah. What else should I know about this game? Anything else?
There are definitely some strategies to playing if you want to get into those.
Like what?
For example, when you're down in the loop, there are a lot of, so each station basically is served by more than one line. So if somebody plays, for example, State and Lake, if you are holding more than one State and Lake card in hand, you can play all of them at once, because you're essentially at that station right now.
Right. So it literally marks out the stops and around the loop. Is it the whole system or just the loop?
It's just the loop. We thought about doing a game that involved the whole system at first, but that would be hundreds of cards. It would be kind of an unwieldy game. So we just pared it down to the loop, because there are lots of overlap there, lots of opportunities to transfer. Yeah, and it's a much more manageable number of stations.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, if you play Crazy Eights, if you played Uno, this sounds like an easy enough. In fact, the directions are printed out on a little card, and it's very easy to see and understand. If you've got somebody that's in the city, This is a perfect stocking stuffer or gift for them. We like it here. In fact, we've got a couple of them to give away. Let's do this. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And do callers number 10 and 11. Let's give one of the games to you, and you can share it with your friends. Hey, listen, good for you. And so to buy my own set, though, I go to transittees.com.
That's right.
Spelled T-R-A-N-S-I-T, transit, and then T-E-E-S, as in T-shirts, transittees.com. Yeah, nicely done. Nice to meet you. Congratulations.
Thanks. I'd also just like to mention real quick, we are having a launch party for the game on November 15th at our Wicker Park location. There'll be food and drink, so come on by. We'll be teaching the game.
November 15th, learn, play there, huh?
That's right.
TransitTees.com to find out more. Congratulations. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.